What's up, everybody? We're back with another episode of Just Got Laid with your girl Lakes
and Laty. Thanks for getting to bed with us just one more time.
We promise to
keep it short, a little sweet, very sweet. Now, I want to talk about dating as a millennial because, ooh, you know, previous generations, they've had better luck than we have, and our generation now is not doing so well.
Yeah, the bar is in hell for that right now, so let's get into it.
Why you say the bar is in hell?
Because it is.
Why is the bar in hell?
Well, first, are you single?
I am single.
Okay.
Single too. I didn't know that was a thing, but it's definitely
a thing. It's definitely a thing, and I don't know why people view it as a bad thing.
No. Single means that you're not dealing with nobody. But right. Single, when you say single, you got to ask them, are you single and you dealing with someone?
Yeah. So, do you have a roster? No.
I never had those. Now, I've been talking, flirting people, but I only have one person on the team.
So, I mean, I've always aspired to have a roster, but
I've never been complicated. That girl.
I wanted to be that girl because I've been a relationship girl for so long, but it gets complicated.
You know what?
Up.
I have some friends that are that girl, and I'd be like, you know what? They'd be like, Leia, that's not for you. I'd be like, cool. Thank you for knowing, because it's not for me. Yeah. But trust me. They be in all types of drama. You don't want that roster. Like, I be like, bro, what you got going on? She be like, that's them. I be like, you did it, though.
Yeah, so dating as a millennial is quite strange right now. I'm single as well. And I can honestly sit here and say that I'm good with that. I'm at a point where I don't want to sound cliche, but whatever happens, happens. You know, I tend to go into stuff with expectations, and I'm off of that right now.
I'm going to say I'm single. I'm not going to say that I'm good with it. I'm going to say that I'm happy being single.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is I'm not going to say like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be single for a long time and I'm cool with that. Like, you know, you have some girls, but I'm single and I'm staying that way. I'm like, nah, if I catch somebody that I really, really like, I'm going to catch somebody. Yeah, yeah, you come with me. But as the pool, like we say, dating as a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't caught nobody. It's like every time I find somebody, I throw them back.
So right.
I be like, nah, you ain't got it.
I just value my space, you know, and I value my peace. And I feel like if you don't take me away from that, then I'm fine with dating you. But if it becomes an issue, I got to cut you off. Like,
I can respect that.
So that is what's difficult with me with dating. Like, don't take away from my peace and space. I want you, but if you complicated, then I can't deal with it.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect that. But for me, you can complicate a little bit of my piece as long as it comes with a little bit of something else.
So it's like
the sex got to be really great.
Of course.
So a little bit of my piece can be complicated.
Okay.
Like just a little bit of it. Like it can be, a little bit of it can be taken. A little bit. Not a whole lot.
Great sex shouldn't be labeled as a complication, though.
No. I'm saying you can complicate a little bit of my piece. A little bit, cause
you can stress me a little bit,
not a lot. Like if you cheating, that's it, you know. But if you stress me out, like, oh, you acting up, and I know the reason why you acting up, and then it's a whole vibe. Like it's like you can stress me out just a little bit, just a little bit, just a perfect amount.
Yeah,
if it's good, if it's bad, I'm be like, little boy, if you don't shut up,
right? See, I ask, are you really happy? Because I just noticed that people think single is bad. You know, like the first thing a man can say, oh, that's why you single. That's why you ain't got a man. Like, but that's not a bad thing. Hell, some of y'all in relationships and
y'all
not happy
every day.
Yeah, or cheat. So I don't think either or is better.
I think that's just the whole like cliche. You know, old way of thinking that a woman that was alone is miserable.
Right.
Because even when I tell people who date me, because I don't believe in hiding things. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm divorced. I've been divorced. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been married before. I am divorced, but I've been married before.
Right.
And the first thing they do when I drop them, it's like, oh, that's why your ex-husband left you. Sweetheart, on my paperwork, it says plaintiff, my name, defendant, his name.
Right.
The entire time, it was me asking him.
Right.
He didn't want to leave. He still tried to hang out with my family even up till last year after we've been divorced. So, sweetheart, it definitely wasn't me.
Yeah.
Okay? He did not leave me. I left him.
We're not getting so dumped. We're doing a
dumping.
If
you're hurt right now, mm-hmm. you take your hurt feelings and you go. But I'm still going to laugh at you while you're leaving because you're stupid. Right. I don't. This is exactly why I don't want to date you.
And saying some shit like that is definite. Like
it's
you,
like a. It's
I'll
like
never
a,
talk to you again.
Exactly, and they don't realize that because it's like grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Because
you
saying
shots.
That, but yet you wanted me. Come on, make it
exactly.
Make sense.
Like I actually dated a lot of dudes that do that. Like they would sit there and say that. Like or you talk to them and you sit there and say some mean, underhanded, right. shiesty things to me. Mm-hmm. Because I no longer want to deal with you. Someone no longer wanting to deal with you is a part of life. That can happen to me. Mm-hmm. That can happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to leave someone's life. It's just like a job. You don't want to leave your job without giving it a 2 weeks notice because you might not be able to come back right. if you need it. Well, you don't want to leave a person with a bad taste in their mouth about you because mm-hmm. when you try to come back, oh, no, baby, I remember you.
Right.
Oh, you remember, I was this, that, fourth, and everything but my name. Mm-hmm. Keep that energy.
Yeah,
and
when you start throwing stones, it just make me question if you ever liked me. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? If you're going to go below the belt, then it just makes me question if you ever liked me, and I have to stay away from that
if
energy.
Every stone I gave you, you took it, and you was like, okay, I'm holding them. I'm not going to discard of them. I'm going to hold them, and then when she's leaving, I'm going to throw them at her. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to do that, then just go ahead and stay out.
Right.
Just
right.
go ahead and stay out. Because we all got glass houses, baby. Mm-hmm. We all come with a past, so... I didn't take the stones you gave me and throw them at your house. I didn't do that.
Right,
so,
I just kept it moving.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
It happens.
Yeah. So let's talk about this dating as a millennial. You were saying that you don't really entertain dating sites.
On a previous time that we was talking, I don't entertain dating sites.
So basically when you're doing a dating or approaching, this is in person, right?
Most of the time it is. Now, if the only reason why I wouldn't be on in person, like mm-hmm. it would be on social media, is if I know the person already. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I know that person and I just know, like, I'm not going to see them anytime soon, then, like, like, if they lived in, like, Columbia or if they lived in, like, you know, another town and I stay over mm-hmm. another time, I'm not going out of my way to
right.
see you.
Same.
I'm a mess.
I used to be silly like that. Oh, my God. Younger me, I'll drive. But now, no, you coming to see me.
Nah, it ain't even that.
If I allow that.
But. I'm all for mutual energy. So yeah. I don't mind the drive. And I don't mind it being reciprocated. Because mm-hmm. I've had it where I've drove and they've driven. But it's not that big for me. What's big for me is I'm not going to waste my time.
Right.
Wasting my time and my energy and my effort. That is what gets on my nerves. Because like me, that's like the ultimate stab in my back. That goes up there with lies. Like, if you lie to me or if you waste my time, wasting my time will actually get you cut out of my life faster than you lying to me. Wasting my time because I could have been doing something else.
Yeah.
And I'm a very busy person. So if I could have been doing something else and I gave you that time and then you wonder one day when you look at me in my face and I don't say nothing to you, I don't look at you, it's because you wasted my time. Mm-hmm. I could have spent that somewhere else.
I always say there's two things that can make me mad, and that's wasting my money and time. I take money.
Yeah, I don't
out
play
of
about
that.
My money.
Yeah, I don't play about that either. But see, the money always comes back. So if you waste my time,
I can't get that back.
Yeah, I can't get that
like,
back.
Like, I could have been hanging out with friends. They say I don't go out enough. I could have been hanging out with family.
Right.
I could have been doing more for myself and my business-wise. I could have been building up my home. I could have been working more hours at my job.
Right.
And making more money.
Right. And you
and
want,
you wasted my time.
Yeah, you want me to entertain you, and then I let you do that, and you still fumble? No, sir. No, sir. So you get no more time.
You don't get time or attention.
Right.
I won't even look at you. I won't speak to you. I'm cold like that.
Yeah. I want to know your experience with dating, because how is dating as a millennial bad for you? And you're not even doing it online. I can tell you my experiences from doing it online. So
bad for me is I'll get in the beginning, I'll get like a person telling me, like, oh, yeah, they're this way, they're that way. And people study you. Like we talked before, you have a
like
lot
you
of conversations.
Said, presenting your representative.
Yeah, present your representative. And people are actually studying you. Mm-hmm. And I hate it because when a guy shows me they're studying me, I automatically am turned off because I've gotten played by guys who studied
Same.
Me. And so, like, literally what they'll do is they'll watch your social media. They'll watch how you carry yourself. They'll watch what you do. They'll talk to you on the phone and they'll pretend to be that perfect guy.
Yeah.
And then later on, after they get what they want from you, turn back into the piece of crap that they are.
Yeah, one of the things for me is I'm very much into the gym. I post a lot of workouts, you know, health conscious. And I have a lot of guys approach me on, oh, we should work out together, or yeah, we should do this, or let's go hike, let's go to the trail. They see that I do this. And of course, I'm like, ditto. You're into that? Yeah. Ditto, ditto. So then when I do give them the chance to talk or do that, and I want to plan trips to do this, it's like they're hesitant. But I thought you was on this, you know?
They wanted to put in the minimal effort to get you, mm-hmm, but not actually have to do any of that stuff.
So waste my time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you get the ones like me that sit there and be, you know, feed you the lies. Mm-hmm. You actually like them. They talk to you for months, you know, and you waste my time. Like, this is months I can't get back.
Right. Right. And that's, I think that's what makes me hesitant to even, I'm not on some, oh, I want to be single, I don't want to talk to anybody. But when you go through these little month situations, it's exhausting. It's like, you know what? I'm going to just chillax. I'm good. I don't want to really get to know someone right now.
No, I wouldn't say that. Like, I'll still get to know people, because I don't feel like getting to know someone is a waste of your time. Because you can automatically gain a friend or associate or a business partner.
But
so,
not if they're lying to you about who they are.
Not if they're lying. But most men, when I'm approaching a man or when they're approaching me, I automatically know that one way or another, there may be flirting involved. More on their part than it is mine. Now, if I know I'm not interested, I'm still not going to blow them off. I'm still going to listen. And wow, the reason is because you never know who someone is. Like, even though men only think with their first mind, think with your second. So, like, there's been actually some work relationships that I built over this year because I stopped cutting off guys that automatically just kept asking me for sex. If I would have cut every last one of them off, I wouldn't be even in this room with you today, or even like at my other jobs. So like, you just got to make it cut clear that you're not interested and keep it that way. Now, eventually they'll gain a respect for you, or they'll just, you know that you're not that person. But in the past, I used to be like, well, maybe, you know, like, you got those bad friends. You'd be like, oh, maybe you should just talk to him. You know, you got to have a man. I'm like, see, now I have the mindset of, if I don't like someone when I meet them, they're not that for me.
Right. You know. And you know.
So, therefore, we're either just going to be friends, we're just going to work together, we're just going to keep it 100 and keep it distant if it don't work at all. But, yeah, I don't automatically just go around thinking I'm just not going to talk to anybody right now. I've talked to people, and I'll give you a small window, because I do know the red flags now. So, like, if you're telling me you studying me in the beginning, that's a red flag for me.
But I just want to make it clear that I get what you're saying, but there's nothing wrong with taking a break from dating altogether. And I mean, like, you're not talking to nobody on the phone, you're not texting, none of that. You just, I feel like you shouldn't hop from situation to situation. You need to take a breather, you know?
I think those come to me naturally, so that's probably why I don't even think that, I don't even know that I'm in them until like months in. I'm right. Like, oh, I haven't really talked to anybody, I haven't dealt with anybody. So like, for me, I would say I don't just say like, oh, Leia, we're gonna go without men. Like, it's not like that for me. Like, it's like, okay, I'm talking to dudes, but I'm not interested, so no sir, no thank you, you know, have a nice day, you're not it. Or it'll be more like, I'll talk to them for a couple weeks, but then every week it's a new red flag. And I'll be like, okay, well, this ain't working out, because I'm not doing this again. Because to be honest with you, with time, people are going to show you who they are anyway. Mm-hmm. So definitely talk to people. You never know. And if it was a waste of time, a small waste of time. Mm-hmm. The time that you're going to waste every day anyway. Like the little bit of time between job, you know, functions like at your job, you gonna waste time. So like, say they tell you to go on one task to another, aren't you gonna waste time? Give them that little bit amount of time. So those couple hours a day, that's not a whole lot of time they're wasting.
Okay.
And I'm a person who don't like to waste time. Right. So trust me, I understand the facial expressions and everything. But give them that little bit of time to waste. That okay. Little bit of in between time you would have wasted anyway. Mm-hmm. And if they waste that, you're not mad. You're not gonna be mad. Don't spend a whole lot of effort. Don't put in the energy. If they're not reciprocating, fall back. Like, don't do it. But give somebody an opportunity to get to know you. And if they waste it, it's on them. And if you never talk to them again, it's on them.
Okay. I think my issue is, and I can admit this because I know how to take accountability, but I'm looking for, well, not looking, but I'm hoping for it to happen more organically.
Oh, like you're like, were you reading like fairy tales growing up?
Yeah, like I want to be. I want to be in the grocery store and have a bunch of stuff in my arm, and then it falls, and he picks up the can, and we look at each other, and.
So you were the girl that watched like the Titanic as a child, and you watched The Notebook.
And oh, The Notebook.
Even yes. The one with Hannah Montana.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're not Hannah Montana. Excuse me. Miley Cyrus is her name, but yeah. She will always be known to me as Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even in the Quavo song, you are known as Hannah Montana, lady.
Yeah, so but, I'm not gullible to the point where I believe, you know, life is a fairy tale. But I do still believe in romance.
I don't believe in that. Like, I don't believe that you just meet somebody and then automatically you're just like, I know. Like, no, I think you meet someone and the chemistry is strong.
Chemistry.
But I don't believe that you meet someone and be like, I knew from the moment I saw him. That was it. He was it.
It may have been attraction, but it wasn't you.
It was just attraction. Yeah. And then when you get to know them more as a person, you hear their story.
Yeah.
And you vibe with them. Then you know.
Yeah.
So for me, you will never hear me say, oh, I met him. Girl, he was it. That was the husband right there. I knew it.
You never know.
Mm-mm.
You never know.
I'm not hard. I am hard to get. I'm just going to just put it out there.
I am too, but
I'm hard to get to know too.
But I don't feel like I ask for much, you know?
Doesn't matter.
I think that's when people label you as hard to get. Yeah, when they think you're doing too much, you're asking for too much. I only ask for what I can, what I provide. You know what I mean?
I don't feel like
you have to meet me at where I'm at.
Okay, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. But I don't think that's labeled as hard to get. Like
For the niggas who don't have it, it is.
So you're saying someone that doesn't easily get into your pants, that's hard to get? Because that's what I've been labeled as hard to get for, because I just don't give it up all the time. Like,
I mean,
there's been dudes I have, but I really like them and we dated.
And I'm glad you said that, because I feel
I knew them for a while, yeah, too, so it was like,
if you want to give it up ASAP, you grown. If you want to wait, it doesn't matter.
Technically, it was the first night of us dating, mm-hmm, but I knew them for a while. So it'd be like, I met them months ago, but mm-hmm, then we had sex when I went on a date with them.
I feel like if you want to do it, you're grown, it's your body, you know? Yeah,
but I've never been like the one night stand girl. That has never been me.
You've never had a one night stand?
I've never had a one night stand. I've never met a person that night, went home with them that night. Never did that.
I had one.
It was horrible, wasn't it?
No.
It wasn't?
It was
amazing?
Yes. Oh, and shit. Afterwards, I felt like an adult. That made me feel like a grown woman.
Go back. How old were you?
I was 24.
And that made you feel like an adult?
Yeah.
Not actually being 24. Just, you know, going out there and having a one night stand and it being successful made you an adult.
Honestly, I never thought I would do that. Like, I never saw myself doing something like that.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you thought that made you an adult. Like, oh yeah,
I
mom,
mean, it made
guess
me feel
what?
Like a grown ass woman.
I know at 18, I turned an adult, but today is all days. I am an adult. I am an adult today.
It was like, you used to read Eric Jerome Dickey books?
No.
Oh God.
I was a visual girl. I used to love movies and audio. So my sister, mm-hmm, my twin sister,
mm-hmm,
you know how they say twins usually get the opposite?
Yeah.
My sister's the book reader.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, I read, but I just don't like it.
He's, you know, right about sex and experiences, whatever. But it was like that. It was just like what you would imagine it, like, you know? It was
you
great.
Imagine the first time? First
no, I'm saying you've read about the one night stand, right? You see the movie where a woman is.
Yeah.
Okay, it was just like that.
You know, the reason why I have a hard time with, like, thinking that is because I'm the type of person, I have to like a person to have fun with them. So it's like, for me, yeah, I wouldn't think that having a one night stand would be successful for me.
It's possible. It's possible to have, like, instant chemistry with somebody. It is.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
you know, undeniable chemistry.
Oh, here go the Notebook coming back out. Oh my God.
No, because look, one night stand, you never deal with that person again. Like, you never. That's
that's
truth.
Not in me though. I'm wanna get to know you.
That's what I thought too.
Oh well.
But that's neither here nor there.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Oh, shoot. I might get like you one day. I don't know. But me, I had to like them a little bit.
Yeah.
And liking them makes sex better for me. Makes me in.
I liked him, but I was totally fine with not ever talking to him again after that. So
was he fine?
He was.
Oh, dang. You should have kept the number.
Nah.
Should have kept it.
that would have complicated it. It needed to be exactly what it was.
So, nah, yeah, should kept it. It's hard to find somebody that
he tried to reach out. He tried to reach out again via Facebook, but I was like, no.
You didn't hit back?
No,
I would have hit back.
No,
yeah. You blew the back out. I would have hit back. I've been like, hold up, this is one night stand that's gonna go on for a couple more nights.
What are some other reasons you would say dating as a millennial is difficult right now?
Dating as a millennial because, okay, so as you know, we get a lot of instant gratification in our time. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people want instant gratification when it comes to a lot of things, but especially when it comes to love. So if it doesn't work out, okay, well, I'm on to the next. If it don't work out, then I'm on to the next. Okay, mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out, okay, nah. The sex ain't the way I want it to be. On to the next. It's like, we just move from person to person. Yeah. So dating wise, the slightest thing turns a person off. It's like, you can't make any mistakes. Right.
No room
and
for
I'm
error.
Like, I give people chances to make mistakes. I give second chances. Do you give second chances?
I do not.
Why not?
Because we're not teenagers anymore. I feel like you're grown. Like, you know what you're doing. That leads me to my point. Dating for a millennial is horrible right now because there is a lack of communication and comprehension.
Lack of communication and comprehension.
Yeah. Like, you can easily voice what you want. You can easily say what it is that you need. But instead, people choose to play games. They choose to wait because you ain't say it yet. They choose to play the mind games.
Or just pretend like, okay, you know what? If she don't say it, then right. I'm not going to do it.
Exactly.
And it's like pride.
Yeah, ultimately, pride. It's like everybody is afraid of rejection. But everybody's rejecting each other off the littlest thing, like you said.
Yeah, so me, I give second chances. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because we're not always going to be perfect.
Right.
Asking a person to be perfect in any time, not even today's time, is impossible. We are born and constantly evolving from the day we are born.
Right.
Becoming better versions of ourselves until the day we die. Well, so it's possible that that person doesn't have it figured out. And it's possible that they can make a mistake.
Right.
And to allow that person to correct it. Now, me, I can forgive or even move forward with a person that gives me the, I guess, security that I see them moving. I see them trying. But if a person, if say they mess up and I tell them about it and I say, look, this ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I communicate. And then you go and still do the same thing. Well, then, okay, your second chance is gone.
Well, let me take that back. I don't give first chances in the quote unquote honeymoon phase. Like
second chances.
Yeah. If we're just
honeymoon phase.
I say that as you know the honeymoon phase. It's all bubbly. We love talking to each other. It's like everything, right? I mean, I feel like eventually everybody gets used to each other.
You don't give second chances in the honeymoon phase.
No.
The phase that usually gets messed up the most, you don't give second chances.
No, like if we've been talking for a while, getting to know each other, let's say we 7 months, 8 months in, and he does something.
You're past the honeymoon phase then.
Exactly. Let's say he's done something. Like, you know better. You know me. You know my routine. You know how I get down. So if you're doing something that's just, like, foolish, then I can tell you how I feel about it, and then we can work it. And you provide that effort for me to continue with you. But if it's new and you're on some BS, I'm out. And maybe that's a problem.
Yeah, I think you cut him off a little too fast. A little too fast. Now, there's a difference between, you know, a man that is not trying versus a man who just completely ignores you.
Right, because a lack of effort is a lack of interest to me.
Okay, so there's this saying that men are dogs, right?
Right.
We all know that saying. It's been told to us since we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have a dog. I sold my dogs. I'm never home. Mind your business. That is a very sensitive topic for me. If you have a comment about it, keep it to yourself. Now, I sold my dog, right? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all say men are dogs. Have you ever trained a dog?
I haven't.
Okay, let me tell you what happens. In the puppy stage, like you say, the honeymoon phase, in the puppy stage, you have to train them not to pee on all of your stuff. You have to train them to eat and not pee on all your stuff. Mm-hmm. Once they get out of that training stage, they go into the little teenager stage where they like to pee to mark their territory. Now, didn't you just train them not to pee on your stuff?
Yeah.
But now they're trained. Now their mind is telling them, this is mine. I'm gonna pee on it.
I don't think I like where this is going.
So if a dog from a puppy can make a mistake in from the puppy stage to the teenager stage, why you think a man who got out of the honeymoon stage with you won't make a mistake what fresh out of the honeymoon? That's a whole nother stage. That's a whole nother part of y'all relationship. They're allowed to make mistakes. You correct it. If they go left when they were supposed to go right, well, then you cut them off. But saying, oh, well, you should have already known because this was learned in the honeymoon stage is cutting them off a little too quick.
Yeah, but we don't make these mistakes.
No, but we do. Women do. I make mistakes. There's been times like, okay, there's been times, I'm going to be honest, I've made mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been times where I've been, I'm really smart mouth, and I say what I feel all the time, and I've been told
this. I can admit to that.
So, like, for me, if a man says, hey, look, you're going to have to cut that. There's going to be times where I slip up when they get on my nerves and be like, you so damn stupid. And he'd be like, no, you ain't just say that to me. I'd be like, oh, messed up. You just messed up. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
So you would want a second chance, even though it's not that big to you, that might be big to them.
Right.
So just like what you think is big to you, it's not big to him.
And that's where communication comes into play.
And that's when you have to give someone a second chance.
Yeah.
But like I said, dating as a millennial is hard, bro. It's very hard. So that's just going to have to be carried on to another topic, another situation, another day. It's just, but you can find me at Alaya Kelly on Facebook and Alaytee's Touch on Instagram. Let me know if dating millennial is hard for you. Let us know. Like, let us know where you can find you.
And you can also find me on Instagram at lay_215.
Thanks for getting into bed with us.
We enjoyed you.